Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. This is Scott Aaron, along with my beautiful wife and co-host,
Nancy.
There she is. So, another quick announcement. We talked about this last Monday, but it's official that we are doing another free workshop coming up. Actually, 2 weeks from today. It is April 22nd through April 26th, 1 to 2 p.m. EDT. It's live and recorded. Replays will be available until Monday, April 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. It's completely free. It's 5 full days with Nancy and myself, and it's called the Personal Branding Blueprint. So if you've been wondering what is the best way to build out your personal and business brand on social media to grow and scale your business, that's exactly what we're going to teach you in this 5-day workshop. You get a workbook, access to a private Facebook group. There's going to be prizes and giveaways all that week. So just go to the show notes or the description of this episode to get yourself registered. So today's topic is crafting a clear and simple message to increase your sales. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because without sales, you have no revenue, which means you have no business. So what we really wanted to do with you guys today is break down the 3 simple keys of how you can craft a clear and simple message that will increase your sales. Now, because there is an odd number of tips today, the last 2 episodes, last Monday and the Monday before, we had even numbers, which means we can do odds and evens. So Nancy and I are actually going to tackle these together. I'm going to let her lead off on all 3, and I'm going to kind of chime in on the back end before we go into the next one with my thoughts and feelings. So Nancy, what is the first step in creating and crafting a clear and simple message to increase your sales?
Yeah. So the first step, which is so utterly important, for your business in general, is to understand your audience. Okay. It's not about you. It's not about what you want to do or what you want to offer. When you want to really craft an offer and a message that is going to close some sales, you got to keep in mind, right? People want results, and you got to know what people, right? What are the results that these people are looking for? So number one, you got to understand your audience. You've got to understand these people. What are their pain points? I have an exercise. In fact, I do with a lot of clients, and we'll be doing it actually on our workshop, is, peeling back the layers, like thinking about, right, a day in the life of your ideal client. What are the pain points? What are the struggles that they go through as it relates to you and your business and your services? So really understanding your audience, right, at that whole perspective, what are they like? When you understand your people so much more, you're able to do so much. You're able to customize your messages, your content, everything that you're putting out there so that it resonates with them more, and then obviously makes them more inclined to know, like, and trust you and obviously buy from you. So step number one is understand your audience. Scott, anything you want to touch on there?
Well, I think understanding your audience is completely key because it leads to everything else. When you understand your audience, and Nancy and I always talk about KPIs, key performance indicators. So, the people that are opting into your email service provider, the people that are going through your email sequences. Nancy and I always look back, and me specifically, on the insights from my LinkedIn content. So I always kind of like look to see what my audience is engaging with, but also the core demographic of my audience. So what job title do they have? What industry are they a part of? What title do they have within that industry? Are they business owners? Are they CFOs, CEOs? Are they vice presidents? So when you can understand your audience, you can better understand how to market with and to them. So Seth Godin talks about this, that you gotta market with your audience. You can't market to them. So you want to use that passenger side perspective theory of understanding. When you can understand your audience, obviously you can understand their pain points, the things that they're struggling with, which means you can then create more clear and simple messages to obviously better engage with them. So number two, and I'm going to turn this to Nancy, but I'm going to kind of give her the lead in, is keeping it simple. So Nancy, we talk about what? KISS, right? Keep it stupid, simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
You don't want to keep it stupid, simple.
That sounds so mean, though. I think keep it simple, stupid,
meaning keep it simple, stupid. Like, yeah. Not like you're stupid.
Not like just you. You're
keep
stupid.
It simple, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Nancy, why is it so important to keep it simple when you are looking to increase your sales, when you're looking to craft your message?
Oh my goodness. You know, I think it's so incredibly important to keep it simple because so many of us overcomplicate things. And we, you know, when people ask how they can work with us, we go in this roundabout way of trying to like explain, well, we blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of it, people are still like, so what, you know? And the thing is, and I love it, Donald Miller, who's the author of Marketing Made Simple, lots of other books we absolutely love. He says, don't make your clients or your potential clients burn calories trying to figure out how to work with you. All right. Make it so simple. In fact, one time I heard it put, make it so simple that like a sixth grader or a fifth grader could understand. Right? You know, it should be that easy. So I've got a little bit of a formula, right? You know, that you can think through, right? As you're really clarifying and making your message simple. You know, step number one is identify the problem. Okay. So clearly state the problem that your product or service solves. Keep it relatable, easy to understand. Okay. And I'm going to give you an example in just a minute. So start there. Okay. So clearly state the problem that you're going to solve. The solution, right? That's step two, is explain how your product or service solves the problem. Okay. Highlight key features or unique things that make you different, right? Keep it nice and simple. And then the third part is the benefits. Okay. So explain the benefits that your customer and your clients will experience. You know, will they save time? Will they save money? Will it improve their life? Paint a clear picture of the positive results, right? And so when we structure it that way, we use that formula, right? Problem, solution, and benefits, it creates this nice little simple message that really helps us be clear and speak to our clients, like, you know, immediately where they're going, ooh, okay, all right, I'm listening. You know, I want to learn more. So an example, right? So it could be, for example, a landscaping business. They might have a simple message like, we turn boring yards into amazing outdoor spaces. Spend more time relaxing and less time doing yard work. Okay, so that sounds fantastic, right? You know, definitely something that, you know, we obviously invest in. But, you know, keeping it simple and again, very beneficial. And that's all I have for number two. Anything else you want to elaborate on there, Scott?
I just go back to the fact that something that Nancy and I talk about, not just in the personal branding blueprint workshop, but in our mastermind, is that everything that you do in how you explain your business, from your messaging to your content to your email marketing to the way that you even, when someone asks you, what do you do? It should be so easy that a 7-year-old understands. And that this really, when you can really keep everything that you do simple, it makes it simple for other people to understand. So a lot of that gap between not creating sales to creating sales, it's really not that what you're providing isn't of value. It's basically too confusing to your audience. It's not really clear to them what it is that you actually do and how they can work with you or what you're delivering. So when whatever you're putting out there leads to someone being confused and maybe overwhelmed, it's going to lead them not to be, you know, doing anything in what you're doing. So keeping it very simple is really ideal. So third and final, is giving a, and this is what I always talk about, something called a CTA. You need to give a clear call to action. So Nance, why don't you take this first and I'll finish it up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we forget sometimes when we post content or when we do, well, posting content, we do videos or we have workshops or, you know, all kinds of things within our business. We forget sometimes what are the most natural next steps, you know, we want people to take in order to A, learn more about us, or B, actually take next steps to working with us. So whenever it comes to, you know, obviously increasing your percentage of people signing up, when it comes to being clear and simple, all those good things, we need a very clear and simple call to action. Okay. Tell exactly what you want people to do next. And we don't have to make this long and drawn out, again, in the spirit of keeping things simple. A clear call to action, right? You know, maybe if, you know, someone watches a really awesome video, you can end it with, you know, book your free consultation now. Link is in the, you know, description. It could be subscribe for, you know, to my newsletter for weekly updates and tips. It could be visit my website, you know, to learn more about the different services that we offer. So think about what it is, you know, what is that ultimate goal? What is that next step that you want people to take in order to, you know, obviously learn more about you or to work with you? So it's very important, again, just keep it simple, but always add that call to action in a way that is clear and simple, and your client knows exactly what they need to do to take next steps.
I'll finish with this really quickly. Questions lead to answers, statements lead to nowhere. So if you want people to engage in your content, ask them to. If you want people to reply back to something to see if they're interested in something, ask them to. The last thing that someone should see is a question mark, because when they see a question mark, it's going to prompt a response. So you have to ask to GET. You have to ask and order it again. So always have a clear call to action as to what you want that person to do, whether it's to connect with you on social or to email you or to message you or to go to a certain page, link, or anything of that nature. So again, remember, we'll be teaching all this and more in our upcoming 5-day free workshop, The Personal Branding Blueprint, April 22nd to April 26th, live and recorded 1 to 2 p.m. EDT. Replays will be available until Monday, April 8th at 9 p.m. EDT. There'll be a replay page, private Facebook group access, free workbook, and all great prizes and giveaways being given out all that week just for participating and doing all the accountability work. So everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.